Good morning. Happy blessings. Our theme today is there is only here. So take a breath deep down, hold it a second, and letting it go, drift down into the heart, just letting go. Let go of holding thoughts. And then take another breath and let go. Let go of any plans. Let go of any projections about the day. Let go of lists of anything to do. And rest there. Be still. And just let listening happen. When you enter the silence, when you contemplate yourself, your only true self, when you ponder reality, you are in grace. You are in the grace that is of your own natural self. And you are saying inwardly and silently, I want to know myself. I want to be done with this idea of duality. I want to be done with an idea of separation. And I want to live as the truth that I am. This is the grace of contemplation of who you are. But now, when we make the claim, I am not there yet, what is really being said is, I am not here. I am not present yet. God is present, and consciousness is present. Awareness and source are present. But I am not there yet, or I am not here. But the thing to see, to understand, to recognize unless I am here, then nothing is here. Nothing is present. So what we're trying to do is untangle this confusion. And you can see the confusion in just those few sentences. On one hand, the thoughts state, God, consciousness, source, and awareness, whichever you choose to call it, is here, but I am not. But again, the dilemma is, if I am not here, then neither is God. Neither is consciousness, neither is source or awareness. So take a breath Release a breath. Let go. So for these few minutes we have together, I ask you to leave the thoughts of who you think you are. Leave them and leave the past. Leave the memories. Leave them. As you take a breath and let them go for these few minutes that we are together, and leave this moment as well. Leave any ideas of projections about the future. Leave any ideas of how you would like to see the world become. Just leave any ideas alone. Let it all be behind you, for they truly are not necessary to the discovery of what you already are. And leave any personal ideas about the self, about the reality of one. Do not cling to any of that. There's nothing at all for you to do. And leave any ideas about awakening. Let them all go. Be empty. And now do not touch anything you have left alone. And rest in this vastness. Have the experience of this vastness where there is no past, no future, and no now. Here, you are beyond mind stuff. Rest here. Feel the vastness of what is here. Feel the what is here. Feel it. Let the experience in. Let the discovery happen here, without clinging, without judging. Without imagining. Let the vastness of silence be the experience without words. Without thought. And notice the clarity. Notice the clear seeing. Let that experience happen. Just be present with what is. Being present without past, without future, you are here. This reality, this experience of emptiness, of knowing self as emptiness, as silence, when I say, be as you are, this is it. Be empty of thinking and doing and projecting. When I say, be still, it doesn't mean for the body to be inactive or even the mind to be inactive. It means to be here, present and aware. Feel this clarity. Feel this vastness of being here, present. And if mine does attempt to interject its opinion and its distractions, do not accept. Do not accept the message. Do not accept the call. Do not be tricked by any thought. See clearly. And do not be tricked by a mind full of temptations to deny what already is. This already is. This here already is present. It didn't come from somewhere, and it never goes anywhere. You are always here. You never leave here. You never have, and you never will. This is your natural self. This emptiness, yet alive in full, vast, and aware. Just feel what is. Just feel what is. And again, do not let the mind trick you. feel this. This is yourself. You are here. You are here. Present. Aware. Notice the fullness of emptiness. And notice the completeness here. Recognize there is nothing that needs to be added. And notice there is nothing needed to be taken away. Is it obvious? There is just this. Just this presence here. Take a breath. And now that you are aware of being here, notice there was nothing you did to make it happen. It just is. And did here have to come to you? And can here ever leave? Are you here? And if you are not here, then where are you? Don't be tricked by thoughts. Do not be tricked by feelings. Do not be tricked by emotions. Do you now recognize what we are calling here is the presence of yourself? You are always here. Here is being. Here is consciousness. Here is God. Here is your only self. Do not let the thoughts trick you. Is this here experience separate from you? Can you ever leave being here? If it is if there is no separation of you and here, then you must be what is that is here. And therefore, the presence that is here must be the very self that you are. You are here. You have always been here. Do not let mind trick you with that old, worn out thought, I am not there yet. You are the one presence here. You are the one self. There is no place that is here. And there is no place that is there. There is no place for you to get to. You are always present. It just is. Let us pray. O beloved one, without a second, there is nowhere I can be where you are not, and nowhere can you be where I am not. Never have I been apart from the oneness you are. Never must I seek to be one with thee, O most beloved. For what is already is, and what is not will never be. I rest in the silence, and I am happy and free. Amen. Om Namaste.